I've got more thoughts about the BYU basketball hiring of Kevin Young. That happened yesterday on April 16th. I'm recording this podcast on the morning of April 17th. Tonight, down at the Marriott Center, Kevin Young will be introduced. I'll be there along with all the other media here in Utah to get to know him, ask some questions, and it's going to be fascinating to see what he says in his first time speaking as the BYU coach. The reaction yesterday and today has been absolutely fantastic, very positive. However, I do think there are some perceived concerns, so I just want to go through my thought process on why a lot of these are not concerns to me. And then there is one thing I am concerned about, but that could be put to bed in the coming days as BYU puts together their staff. So some more thoughts on the hiring of Kevin Young to BYU basketball. Let's get into it. All right, so Kevin Young, BYU coach, you know, overwhelmingly, I think it was positive. Adrian Wojnarowski with an NBA Woj bomb broke the news, and then it was very fascinating to see the reports come out, especially the one on CBS Sports from Matt Norlander that broke down the length of the deal, the amount of money being paid to Kevin Young, showing a sizable commitment from BYU to pay the going rate. He's one of the better paid coaches in college basketball. So, look, and I've been someone who I've had concerns for a long time about, is BYU willing to put the money in? Because it's hard to attract great coaches if you're at the bottom of the conference, and it's just not 1980, 1990 anymore. It's not even 2000s anymore. Like, college basketball is different. The money is different. And if you want to compete at the highest level, which I think anyone who roots for BYU wants to be at that level, then you got to pony up. And so for them to pay $30 million over 7 years for someone who has no head coaching experience, if that doesn't say we're committed to winning championships and being at the highest level this sport has to offer, then I don't know what else to say. Like, Tom Holmo, President Reese, the administration, the board of trustees, tip of the cap to all of them for getting this done. And to my knowledge, this was the first time the Board of Trustees interviewed someone remotely to put their stamp of approval on a candidate. That's significant because of the timing of this. This is the fastest BYU hire they've ever made, and it needed to be fast. Now there's an opportunity for Kevin Young, who reportedly has already reached out to Dallin Hall. They're going to speak soon. The only way to get back down hall on Richie Saunders and convince others to not go in the portal was to get that done quick, which they did. So incredible that this is the first time a Zoom interview was done from the brethren to sign off on the hiring. As we heard President Reese yesterday at the UN Forum at the Marriott Center, the Board of Trustees approved the hire. He made the announcement. Amazing, a five-day turnaround. Incredible. And to land Kevin Young, who had multiple interest from NBA teams, it was only a matter of time as to when he was going to be a head coach if he wanted to be. For you to get him, that is a huge thing. And so I think one of the first concerns as well, he's coming from the NBA. Can he recruit? Can he fundraise NIL? Well, first, my thought on the NIL is, BYU's paying $30 million for your coach, I think you're going to be fine in NIL. Does that mean you're going to pony up $1.2 million for a big man from Arizona? What Indiana paid? No, they're not going to be reckless with their money, but they're going to compete in that category. And from all indications, they're willing to put the money in to retain current players, which I love. I'm much more of the belief that if you come to BYU and you earn it, you play well, you're a good representation of the faith, hey, we'll pay you a fair NIL number rather than let's go in the portal and start plucking dudes. I don't think BYU is going to do that. I could be wrong, but I have no concerns about NIL money with BYU. Look, they're never going to be paying $1.2 million for a player. They're not going to just be plucking people from the portal. But that doesn't mean they have no NIL money and they're just going to lose people frequently to NIL. I think the commitment is there. And look, if they continue to win, I think it's going to be easier to make even more NIL money. And let's just see how this plays out over time. We're in the infancy of NIL. How is this going to morph and change over time? I'm sure that it will. But BYU, I think, has proven that, hey, we're not going to be stubborn here. We're not going to be reckless either, but we're willing to embrace it. So I have no concerns with NIL. As far as recruiting goes, I know that, you know, it's unlikely that Kevin Young is as I don't know Kevin Young personally, so I don't know his personality yet. We'll get to know that over time as he gets into Provo and is on the job day in and day out. I have a hard time believing he's going to be as charismatic as Mark Pope, because quite frankly, like, Mark Pope's on the Mount Rushmore of charismatic figures in college basketball. I mean, that press conference in Kentucky was something else. He knows how to sway a crowd. He knows how to convince people to play for him. That's how he got Colin Chandler at BYU, and then also to move to Kentucky while on a mission. Look, BYU's benefited from that a lot, so I'm not going to criticize anyone for that move, because BYU's been on the right end of that quite a bit. Guys go on missions, transfer into BYU. It goes both ways. It happens. And Colin Chandler committed to Mark Pope. He wants to play for Mark Pope. You can't blame a kid for wanting to do that. But Mark Pope, outside of the charisma, he didn't have a resume to really recruit with. Which is why it was impressive what he did from a recruiting perspective. He has no NCAA tournament wins. He has no conference championships. He couldn't even win the WCC, let alone the Big 12, let alone the WAC when he was at Utah Valley. He does not have any postseason success, and he has not put any players into the NBA draft. So when it comes to, hey, we're going to win, and I'm going to get you to the next level, there's no proven commodity there for him to sell. Whereas Kevin Young, although he has not done it at the college level, he can tell someone on the recruiting trail, I know what it takes to get to the highest level. I did it myself. I climbed the ranks from the college levels to the G League to the NBA, and I could have been a head coach if I wanted to be, but instead, I wanted to be here at BYU. And then he can say, hey, let's get on the phone with Devin Booker. Let's get on the phone with Jimmy Butler, Kevin Durant. They'll tell you what it takes to get there. I've been in the film room with them day after day after day. I've been in the NBA Finals. Came this close to winning with the Suns. How is that not appealing? Like, when Dallin Hall went into the portal, Mitch Harper reported this on KSL Sports. He was looking for someone and a style, a coach and a style that can get him to the league. Is that not Kevin Young? He runs the offense for the Suns. And I know that Phoenix has had a little disappointing of a year after making the Bradley Beal trade. But Phoenix has been good. They've been a playoff team the entire time Kevin Young's been there, and he survived a coaching change. And Frank Vogel, this is his first year running the Suns, raved about Kevin Young. So I just feel like recruiting could be no issue. In terms of building relationships and understanding the cadence, yeah, that might take a little bit of time, but I don't feel like the sales pitch is going to be all that hard, especially when you're recruiting. A lot of people BYU is going to be recruiting, at least at the high school ranks, will have heard of BYU, maybe have a family connection to BYU, maybe they have an interest in BYU, and then you add on the NBA. No concerns for me on recruiting. I think he will be just fine in that regard. I think the only concern I have, and again, this could go away in a matter of days, is will he be able to attract a staff, an experienced staff in the college levels that can help him with the transition? And I think maybe it might be hard for some, especially those who were mentioned in the coaching search. I'm talking Barrett Peary, I'm talking Chris Burgess, maybe others. Will they want to come coach for him who's never coached at this level? Maybe it's a hard pill to swallow. That could be true. And then you're going out and you're grabbing guys who have never coached here or don't have as much experience. Then that's a little concern to have a completely inexperienced staff that hasn't done it at the college level. That does concern me just because it's a steep learning curve, and we don't know when Kevin Young's showing up, depending on how long Phoenix is in the NBA. And I'll get to one more concern that I don't think really is a concern related to that. But if he lands a Barrett Peary, let's say he retains Nick Robinson from the staff, maybe Nate Austin of basketball ops, you bring in a couple more coaches. And remember, this BYU staff had the opportunity to hire one more assistant coach. You bring that guy in, you have a fully fledged staff that is being paid at the upper half of the Big 12. If they can lock that in, that concern goes away, because Chris Burgess or Barrett Peary, who have been in the game, the college game, for a long time, they can keep the lights on and recruit while you're finishing up in the NBA. So we wait and see on that. There is potential concern there, but let's see what happens. And then the last concern I have is, well, the portal closes on May 1st. He's not going to be here. How big of a concern is that? No concern for me in that regard. Look, the days of campus visits and being wooed by facilities, those went. Sorry for the interruption there. My wife just called me and it cut off the recording. So what I was talking about, though, was when is Kevin Young going to show up? Because he's in the NBA playoffs, he's made the commitment to the Suns, and good for him. It's important to follow through on your commitments, and I like that. I was just saying, look, facilities and campus visits and all that stuff, it just doesn't matter anymore. It's all about playing time. In fact, if we go in order, it's really about NIL, playing time slash coaching fit, and then lastly, probably ability to get you to the league, and you can probably put that one in front of coaching fit and style. Like, if you've got the NIL and you can convince me that you can help me get to the NBA or the G League or professional basketball overseas, that's all that matters. And BYU proved this at the beginning of the pandemic when they were able to secure the commitment of Matt Harms, the transfer from Purdue, over Zoom. Like, and that was before NIL really took off. Like, I just don't think it matters, Coach Young. And there's multiple days between games in the opening round. So he'll have 2 days between games where he can be conducting Zoom conversations, FaceTime calls, text messages. He'll be able to do a bulk of the necessary recruiting. And then on top of that, the most important piece is retaining your team. If you get down Hall and Richie Saunders back, maybe you still lose Ali Khalifa, which, to me, that's not a huge loss, and I'll probably discuss that more on Cougar Sports Saturday this week, noon to 3, KSL News Radio, 102.7 if you're in the market, and just ask your phone to play KSL News Radio if you're not, and you can stream it live or listen to the podcast. You need a big man or two, and you need maybe one more wing player. You don't need a lot, though. If your starting lineup is Dallin Hall, Dawson Baker, maybe you go out and get a guy, or pie in the sky, you retain Jackson Robinson. And maybe that's possible. He wants to play in the NBA. Now you've got an NBA coach. Maybe that can be done. Probably not, but maybe. If that's your 1-2-3, and if it's not Jackson Robinson, plug in a different small forward from the portal. Foos, got to retain him. And then a big. Maybe it's Matty Sissoko from Michigan State. I don't know. That would be a phenomenal get if you can get him. If not, there's other guys in the portal. There's guys locally from the portal, from Utah, that are centers. Go out and get a center. Or maybe this is the year Atiki takes a step forward. I wouldn't bank on that, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. And then off the bench, you've got Trevin Nell. Maybe Townsend Triple, who was getting some good reviews last year, he becomes a rotation piece. Maybe Trey Stewart takes a step forward and is good backup point guard. I mean, it's not like the cupboard's bare if you bring back Dallin Hall and Richie Saunders. And then after that, can you not secure one or two commitments in the portal from a Zoom interview or two? I think you can. Like, maybe Drake Allen, a point guard at Utah Valley. Maybe he's a guy you go and bring in to add some depth to the bench. There's plenty of options. I'm not that concerned about fleshing out the roster if you can retain the current crop of players. That's the most important thing to me. And if you can bring back Richie and Dallin, you just need a piece or two, probably two, but two or three pieces and you're in a great position to compete in the Big 12, depending on the schedule, of course, and to get back to the tournament. So a couple of weeks ago, they were squarely in. Right now, they're first four out. They're right on the fringe, and there's an opportunity to improve that. So I don't think there's a lot of concerns here with the hire. I feel like there's mostly upside. And then from a coaching perspective, I do believe this is an upgrade over Coach Pope, just from a standpoint of he has been around the highest level of the game. His X's and O's have been highly positive from those around the NBA. I think it'll be improvement in X's and O's. I think it'll be an improvement in roster management, maybe even rotations. Like, you can't be yanking around the starting lineup and who plays and who doesn't in the NBA. Like, you can't win that way. You have to find a set group, and you got to ride that group. Guys have to know their roles. I think Kevin Young will be better in that regard than Coach Pope. So a lot of upside, not a lot of downside. Cannot wait. I was driving around Orem this morning, and I saw a billboard right by my gym in Provo. Big billboard, the new era, Kevin Young. I'm ready. Let's go. I'm stoked for it. Can't wait to be at the opening press conference tonight. So there's a few more thoughts, and we'll have a lot more thoughts and guests and a big loaded show this Saturday on Cougar Sports Saturday. Thanks for listening.